Nolte, gaslighting Axios claims Biden made more illegal alien arrests than Trump. By John Nolte on February 14, 2025. Axios, a far-left outlet that spreads misinformation, has just launched a hilarious piece of fake news with the laughable claim that Joe Biden's Border Patrol made more illegal alien arrests in November than President Trump's Border Patrol did during his first month in office. Scoop: U.S. agents arrested more than 21,000 unauthorized immigrants in November, screams the Axios suite, a pace the Trump administration doesn't appear to be matching in its first month despite its crackdown. Ooh, did you read that? Trump is failing at his central campaign promise. Except, buried below two paragraphs in this dishonest headline, Trump's immigration arrests appear to lag Biden's. We finally get to at least part of the truth. I don't link fake news. One possible reason Trump's arrest rate isn't matching Biden's: the publicity surrounding the new president's tough talk on immigration has fueled a dramatic dip in the number of people trying to enter the U.S. illegally on the southern border. Oh, you think? According to Trump's border czar, Tom Homan, illegal alien traffic across our southern border has plummeted by 92% since the Donald assumed office. So, yeah, we're gonna see fewer arrests when there are 92% fewer people to arrest. Duh. The fact that 21,000 arrests were made under the Biden administration in November and 14,000 have been made under Trump is good news. It means two things. One, Trump has actively discouraged the Third World from invading our country, and two, many of those 14,000 arrests were executed in our country's interior of illegals who have successfully evaded arrest under Biden's wide-open border. Those are the people who got to go. The Axios misinformation spreader who co-authored this phony scoop is named Russell Contreras, an infamous propagandist who, back in October of 2023, reported that Biden had the most secure border in American history, emphasis added, and I don't link fake news. By using the term open border, conservatives, including Representative Jim Jordan, Republican Ohio, who is seeking the role of House Speaker, are suggesting that anyone can get into the U.S. without much hassle. But the reality is that the southern border is more fortified than it's ever been. Bill Maligan, a national correspondent for Fox News, ridiculed Axios and Contreras via Twitter. I cannot believe this was printed. At Russ Contreras, the same guy who wrote Biden had the most secure border ever, now has a scoop that Biden's Border Patrol in November arrested more illegal migrants than Trump's is now. Yes, because illegal crossings have fallen to microscopic levels since Trump took office. There are far fewer people to arrest. And if you want to talk ICE data, the Trump admin ICE made more interior arrests in 2 weeks than Biden did in the entire month of November. Maligan adds that 2 months after Contreras reported that the American border was more fortified than ever, the U.S. saw the single highest month of illegal crossings ever recorded in its history in December 2023. But Maligan also offers key data, which is absent from the Axios report. The Trump administration ICE made more interior arrests in 2 weeks than Biden did in the entire month of November. You see, that's called context, and when you don't report vital context, that makes you a liar of omission but a liar nonetheless. White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt has said she would hold news outlets accountable for lying. I sure hope she takes Axios to Levittown over this BS. Borrowed Time is winning five-star raves from everyday readers. You can read an excerpt here and an in-depth review here. Also available in hardcover and on Kindle and audiobook.